Let's close the content segments with a run through culture and sports before we get to our what if we're wrong discussion. Young Washington, a biographical film about the first president's early military and political life, turned in a surprise performance at the July 4th box office, outperforming expectations in a holiday weekend that saw Minions stumble. The timing is pointed. A film about Washington's formative years, opening on America's 250th birthday, while Patriot Front marches through D.C. and the White House labels Smithsonian curators radical activists. The cultural politics of who gets to tell American origin stories is very much live right now.
LeBron James was spotted with a Cleveland Cavaliers executive as his free agency decision approaches, which has the basketball world reading meaning into a lunch meeting or a chance encounter. LeBron returning to Cleveland for a second stint would be a significant story. He's 41. His choices now are about legacy curation rather than ring chasing, and Cleveland is the franchise where he delivered the city's most celebrated sports moment. The NCAA president's statement, calling the abandonment of the college sports reform bill a mistake, reflects the ongoing chaos in college athletics, NIL deals, transfer portal dynamics, and the question of whether student athletes should receive direct revenue sharing have fundamentally destabilized the amateur model.
Trump's call to FIFA to lift Gio Reyna, Fularin Balogun's red card suspension is a genuinely remarkable story. The New York Times reported that Trump phoned FIFA President Infantino directly to request a review of Balogun's suspension before the reversal was announced. Balogun is a key striker for the U.S. men's national team. FIFA reversed the decision on Sunday. Whether or not the call was causally related to the reversal, the optics of a head of state calling the governing body of international soccer to lobby for a specific athlete's eligibility is something that would generate outrage in nearly any other context. The World Cup is being hosted jointly by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, which gives Trump a domestic political stake in U.S. team performance.
The GoFundMe for ESPN analyst Matt Miller being paused amid a scam investigation is a cautionary tale about the speed with which social media mobilizes charitable giving versus the speed at which fraud investigations move. Over $40,000 was raised before the fundraiser was halted, as Missouri's Attorney General investigates fantasy football fraud allegations against Miller. Whatever the resolution of the investigation, the episode illustrates how quickly public sympathy can be mobilized and how that mobilization can be exploited.
The Activision potentially taking over the Halo franchise story is one for gaming fans to watch. Xbox has been evaluating changes to Halo's management structure, and having Activision, the Call of Duty publisher, take stewardship of the franchise would represent a significant strategic shift. Halo was the game that defined the original Xbox launch in 2001 and built Microsoft's gaming identity. The franchise has struggled in recent years to find the cultural resonance it once had, and Xbox leadership's willingness to consider handing it to Activision suggests a frank assessment that 343 Industries hasn't been able to restore it.
Now, what if we're wrong? And I want to challenge what I think is the most confident consensus view in today's news. The proposition that AI capital expenditure is on a clear path to surpass the U.S. defense budget by 2027, and that this represents a durable structural trend. The figure, AI spending exceeding approximately $850 billion annually by 2027, has been cited with notable confidence in multiple analyst reports this week. Jefferies pushed back on it, but even the pushback is framed as market resistance, rather than the underlying thesis might be wrong.
Let me play advocate for the consensus first. The numbers driving this projection aren't speculative. They're based on announced capital commitments from Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, and a cluster of sovereign wealth fund-backed AI infrastructure projects. These are capital expenditure announcements, not intentions. The reasoning is that hyperscalers have committed to this spending because their competitive positions depend on it. Falling behind in AI infrastructure capacity is for these companies an existential competitive risk.
Here's where I'd probe the assumption. The projection assumes that announced capital commitments translate into actual deployed spend, that the revenue models justifying that spend materialize on schedule and that energy infrastructure can support the required power consumption. The KAIST finding, that AI agents use 136.5 times more power than chatbots, creates a potential bottleneck that isn't fully priced into infrastructure plans. If agentic AI deployment requires power infrastructure that takes 3 to 5 years to build, the spend profile could flatten or stall even if the underlying demand is real.
There's also a demand-side assumption embedded in the projection that deserves scrutiny. AI spending at this scale has to be justified by productivity gains that generate revenue or cost savings. Enterprise adoption of AI is moving fast, but the productivity impact in many sectors is still being measured. If the measured productivity gains over the next 12 to 18 months come in below the thresholds that CFOs need to justify the spend, you could see a real pullback. Not because AI is less capable than advertised, but because the monetization timeline is longer than the capital deployment timeline.
What would we watch for as a signal that we're wrong about this being a durable structural build? I'd watch two things specifically. First, watch the quarterly guidance from Microsoft Azure and Google Cloud in the second half of 2026. If AI workload revenue growth is below 30% year over year, that's a sign the enterprise adoption curve is slower than infrastructure projections assumed. Second, watch energy utility approval timelines for data center capacity. If major AI infrastructure projects start reporting significant delays due to power availability, that's a real constraint, not a temporary friction.
And if those indicators hold, if Azure and cloud revenue keeps growing above 30% and power approvals continue, then the consensus was right, and Jefferies was perhaps being contrarian for its own sake. The honest answer is that both the bull and bear cases rest on assumptions that are genuinely uncertain, and the $850 billion comparison point is striking precisely because the defense budget itself represents a floor of durable, committed government spending. Matching it with private corporate spending would represent something the global economy hasn't seen before in any technology cycle.